T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Injury Report is brought to you by the Hospital for Special Surgery and by the Score Bet, the way betting was meant to be. We welcome in Dr. Steve O'Brien from Hospital for Special Surgery. And, Doc, we start with Barkley. In essence, we heard 6-8, which we know is the outside. Then he went and got a second opinion. And now all the Giants will say is, hey, no timetable, no surgery, no injured reserve. So what are they telling us?
Well, first of all, Mike, this is a high ankle sprain. And the big problem with that is not an unstable ankle. It's performance. So in a guy like this whose whole success is predicated on his quick steps and his speed, you don't want him coming back until he can be himself. It'll take somewhere between 3 to 5 weeks. I don't know where 8 weeks ever came from. Sometimes when you get this kind of injury, you can get back quicker if you perform a surgery, and there's been some data on that, actually out of the University of Alabama. But Bob Anderson, who we saw as the best in the country, and he thought he didn't need that to be back in a timely fashion.
What's the normal? What does it take a month on a baseline for everybody to come back? Is it going to take you a month to come back? Minimum.
It takes 6 weeks to heal, but by right. 3 to 4 weeks, it should be solid enough to withstand what they want to do.
And then it's up to the individual guy as to how he heals and everything else?
Exactly. And every guy has a different, what we call, host response. You may swell a lot, I may not swell at all. Right. You have a guy like LT who played a week following one of these injuries.
Right.
You have another guy that's out 6 weeks because he can't just stand the discomfort.
Right.
I would say he'll be out 3 weeks, and then after that it'll be week to week.
Okay, so it no more. So the 6-8 was grossly exaggerated. Okay. So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
To hear that. How about we don't have anything new on Sam Darnold yet. We have heard that he has started to exercise. I haven't gotten any. The Jets, at least their coach, has talked about him playing week 5, but I don't know what they're doing to move that along. Like, I don't know how they're reassured. And then you hear the stuff like you first entered, that a lot of other doctors who are even non-orthopedic guys have weighed in and said, be very careful with this. This is very dangerous. I had another guy tell me today, I wouldn't play a guy this year with this thing. So where are they with this in your mind?
Okay, so first of all, it's uncommon for the spleen to rupture. But he's going to have someone 280 pounds with a plastic helmet going at 20 miles an hour hitting him unprotected. So he's going to be in by far the highest risk group, just like a prize fighter would be. I would definitely not play him all year. I have looked so hard for any evidence to support him playing this year and found none.
Is there any way to check the spleen? Is there any test that can be done?
Yes, and I've been researching that, and I've spoken to a number of radiologists, and as far as I know, they can get tests to check the size of the spleen, which is a proxy for improvement, but that tells you about the size, not structural integrity. A lot of splenic ruptures can happen with no one touching them. So there's two parts. There's the size of the spleen, and there's the structural integrity. There's no precedent here. There's no studies. I looked up the largest study out there. It was a review of 52 studies, which said that there was really no good way for them to tell when the spleen was safe. They can tell the size, and they think that's a proxy, but not in this case. And they recommended, okay, that the athletes stay out at least 8 weeks from contact. But even when they chose 8 weeks, that was based on the furthest out splenic rupture was 8 weeks from the diagnosis.
Doc, you did 15 years on the Giants sideline. Did you ever have a mono player?
Not that I remember, Mike. Let me say one thing. The Jets doctors are great doctors. I just don't understand why there's not criteria out there, because you know what's going to happen? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to mimic what happens with Sam Darnold in NCAA and high school and college. You have to be able to make sure you take the safest approach. I just want to hear what the rationale is. it's okay for me to run for him to run around. But here's the problem: even if he plays and doesn't hit his spleen, you can get chronic fatigue syndrome. Everybody knows this. This is not a bacteria. It's his body's ability to fight it. And if he gets run down, he's not going to fight it well. And he could get chronic fatigue, which he may never get rid of. This is a virus. I would like them, I'm asking them, to come out with what criteria they're going to use for a football athlete to be safe. As far as I know, there's no criteria and no precedent.
It's the trickiest thing I've ever heard anyone talk about, is this whole thing with him and this and mono. As a matter of fact, I don't remember ever having a discussion in all these years about a player in mono before. And as you said, you don't even remember having a player who had it. So, I mean, it's a very odd thing. I mean, this is a road that nobody's ever been down before, to be honest with you. All right, let's get to a couple other guys. Number one, Ogletree had that hamstring in the game. What's up with him?
Well, basically, he's a linebacker. He's in a middle ground. If he was an offensive lineman, he could probably play. I wouldn't play him. I'd give him – I honestly, as you and I have talked about, it takes 6 weeks for these type of injuries to heal. 30% get re-injured if you jump the gun. I would say he should be out 3 weeks. I don't know what they're going to do with him, but that's how long I'd keep him out.
Edelman got banged up in the Jet game. The Pats, you know, who are very tricky with injuries, didn't have much to say about him. He looked like he got banged up pretty good. And did you get any information on Edelman?
Well, only the public information, but I'll tell you, they did a nice job in evaluating it because they took him out to protect him. When you injure your ribs, Mike, you can have a situation where you don't have a fracture and you can have bleeding into your lungs. So they were smart to take him out. X-rays were negative, and then they were smart to get an MRI, which showed that he had no underlying soft tissue damage. So it's going to be, he's safe to play, and now it's just a matter of performance. And if they think they need him against Buffalo, they'll put him in, and if not, you won't see him very much. My guess is he'll likely be held in reserve unless it's a close game.
Tyreek Hill's been out since week one with his shoulder. I don't think he's scheduled until next week to come back. There had been rumors maybe he'd be back this week against the Lions. Ironically, the team that your son's involved with. How about Tyreek and his shoulder situation?
So let me just help put in some fine print. It's actually not his shoulder. It's his sternoclavicular joint.
Now, what's the difference?
That's where the collarbone meets your sternum. Okay,
so it's more a collarbone injury?
It's a very dangerous injury.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, and in fact, they did the right thing. When it dislocates to the back, it can press on the aorta, the esophagus, the trachea. It can be a life-threatening injury.
Wow.
So what they did was they made sure that he was stable. They brought him to the hospital, and from what I understand, they put it back into place. When you put it back into place, you have to have a cardiothoracic surgeon there, okay? It's that dangerous. So having said that, it's a very strong joint, and it should heal within 6 weeks. There was an NFL player in 2015. There was a report he came back in 5 weeks. It should be healed by 6 weeks, but I doubt very seriously whether he'll be back before that time.
Gotcha. And they're winning, so they might as well wait the extra time. They haven't lost the game yet either, so they can wait on him. So,
well, more than that, if it gets hit again, he dislocates, he could die. So the bottom line is it heals well within 6 weeks, so let's look towards 6 weeks.
Interesting. And so and back to Barkley, because it seemed like Barkley was annoyed when it was first reported 6 to 8 weeks that he was upset that that was what was going on, and then everyone backed off it. So it sounds like the 6 to 8, which I don't know where it originally came from, but was, I guess, premature, right?
Yeah, it was premature. One information for all the listeners is that there has been some new work that they've been more aggressive at fixing these, and they've had some kids at University of Alabama that got back in 2 to 3 weeks with the surgery, but that should only be done in certain situations, and Bob Anderson felt that it wasn't necessary and that he'd be able to be back probably in 3 to 4 weeks.
Why is the high ankle sprain so tricky?
It's not tricky in terms of diagnosis. It hurts, and they can't pivot off of it. So they just become a different player. It's not unsafe at all.
But it's a tougher injury than the lower sprain, right? If you do it to the foot or below the ankle, it's an easier one for players to heal from, right?
Correct, because with the low ankle sprain, they only hurt if they turn it over again. So you tape it up real good, and they're good to go. The problem with a high ankle sprain, Mike, is they can't push off. They lose their ability to be the player they were.
Especially a guy like this who's a big cut guy. That's a very and obviously quick and a big cut guy. That's a very key thing. Is you got to be able to make that quick cut.
And again, you have guys like LT who are back in the week, and you have other guys that are sick.
You know, since you were with him all those years, you know that using LT is impossible. He was Superman. I mean, so we all know that he played with stuff that, you know, none of the guys couldn't even got on. Yeah, as you know, couldn't even got on the field with, right?
Mike, in 32 years of practice, I've never seen such a freak of nature.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And he was that good, too, as a player. As you know, you were there with him all those years, so you know very well. Thanks, Doc, very much. Have a good weekend.
Take care, Mike. Have
all
a
right.
good one.
Dr. Steve O'Brien, and as you know, he was there through all those LT injuries. He was there through the Giants' great run in the 80s and 90s as on the sideline with the Giants all those years, and that was true. LT played with stuff that other guys were out months, he'd be back in a week, or not at all. He'd play anyway. I mean, he played with injuries that other guys wouldn't even go near the field, but there was only one of those guys. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.